Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know what Jones.
That AI racist video of Maduro leader Jeffries wearing a sombrero, but also like celebrating that video. And it was playing on a loop in the briefing room today. What are you hearing from the inside about that?
It was not only just playing on a loop in the briefing room. If you've never been in the press briefing room, for those who haven't, there are loudspeakers overhead so you can hear announcements or what's being said, or if there is an event going on with the president in the Rose Garden, for example. They were playing that mariachi music as well over the loudspeakers for all the press that was coming in and out of the White House today inside the press briefing room. It just kind of gives you a window, John, into how they're dealing with this and how they believe they have the upper hand when it comes to the messaging here, and also kind of how things have changed from the first time Donald Trump was in office. I mean, there was a shutdown then. I remember all 35 days of it. As the president said at the beginning, he'd be proud to shut the government down. And then it ended, obviously, with him not getting the money for his border wall. This time, you know, there's a moment here. They're being heavily criticized over this, over these posts by the president, by Democrats. And instead of backing off or apologizing for it, they're leaning into it, and they're playing the music over loudspeakers and on repeat inside the briefing room because they simply don't care about that criticism.
Oh, what you know, Joe?
Joe Concha, Fox News contributor.
So, Joe Concha, welcome back to the show. I haven't talked to you in a while. It's good to have you back here. Thanks for the time this afternoon.
Always, my friend. Boy, nothing to talk about today, huh?
All I want to talk about is sombreros. I just think this is so funny. They're really upset, not about shutting down the government and people going without pay, but Donald Trump's social media timeline has Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer in a sombrero. What do you think about all of this? Is it a problem?
Well, gee, I don't know. I've been alive for the last 10 years, and I could swear that all the people that are upset about this, starting with Jeffries, starting with Schumer, have referred to Donald Trump as a fascist, as an authoritarian. So, I don't know, when you call somebody that after a while and he just wants to punch back in a hilarious way, you don't have the moral high ground here now, do you?
Amen.
So, yeah, seriously, it's just so, they're calling it racist. They're calling it, the fact that the White House is playing on a loop, you know what they actually think now? They don't care about
they
the criticism.
Don't care.
They embrace it. They think they care that CNN is upset about this? That's a feather in the cap as far as they're concerned. I think the first term, they took this stuff a little more seriously. Now they're like, media has no influence. Everybody hates them just as much as they hate Democrats these days, if you look at the polling. So, yeah, if they're mad about it, we're doing something right.
Amen. Joe Concha speaking with us right now. His book is The Greatest Comeback Ever, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Campaign. You know, you've written the book on this, but even going further past the campaign to win his second term, what these people have done to Donald Trump, what they have made up, what they have colluded, they have manufactured about him. If the worst that they get is a mariachi band in a press briefing room, they're getting off easy.
Oh, that's such a great point. Yeah, you're so right about that. Just everything that they have said and done over the years where, they took him off of state ballots. Do you remember that little gambit, Colorado?
Yeah.
I mean, that was kind of funny. 94 felony counts. Yeah, they tried to put him in jail. Like, they realized that was the only way they could beat him. And then, obviously, two assassination attempts. I'm not saying Democrats were behind them, but certainly Democrat-thinking people were, especially Ryan Ruth, who literally was quoting the Tim Walz of the world, saying that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy that must be stopped. He said that in his manifesto. And that's exactly what we've been hearing from Democrats for many years. And when some crazy guy hears stop, they mean with a bullet like the one that took Charlie Kirk. So, I just think that I'm not even like shocked or surprised anymore with the way the media responds to this stuff, and especially CNN, who, you know, went with the Orange Man Bad meme for years and thought that taco was the funniest thing ever when the Eric Swalwells of the world were going after Trump for that. How'd that work out? So, yeah, you all suck. What can I say? I've lost my mind at this point.
Yeah, we kind of all have. And we have a fatigue about it. But I think coming out of the fatigue, it's really interesting that how many people that I see being very reactionary towards the sombrero thing. Like, people are kind of willing to laugh at something that's funny again, but there's still that contingent of people who think it's the worst thing that they've ever seen. Like I said, while the government is shutting down, no, let's solve sombrero gate. It doesn't even make any sense, but there are people who are looking at this going, okay, that's kind of funny. And that's refreshing.
Refreshing is the only word that I would use now. And just one second there, because I try to put Hold on, I had to put you on speaker. Okay, now I sound a lot better.
Yes, you're good. You're good.
Gotta get my kid at a birthday party. Who has a birthday party at 11 o'clock on a Thursday? Well,
holy cow, that should be like
kid named Louie does. Yeah,
is that like Pacific time? Okay, let me ask you. Since you brought up being a dad, I want to ask you something about this. We were just talking about it in the segment before, kind of in the same vein of, you know, being able to joke, being able to laugh again. I was asking the crew here, like, how soft is our culture right now? How soft are we in, you know, the ability to kind of land a joke, to take a joke, to be able to laugh at a joke in front of other people without fear of being judged for it? Do you feel like we're soft, and do you feel like we're possibly coming out of that?
Back in the 90s, said that we're a nation of wimps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Snowflakes now at this point, and not we, of course, but primarily the left. And I think what has happened, we could talk about policy, you know, until the cows come home, but really in the end, Republicans are the cool party now, right? They're the ones that you want to have a beer with or watch a game with. Before, it was supposed to be like stuffy old white guys, I guess was the portrayal, and Democrats were like young and hip and cool, and now Democrats are the angry, unhinged, not fun ones. And Donald Trump, and I mean, I don't know if you saw J.D. Vance at the press briefing yesterday, where he said, Caroline, I don't know how you do this. How do you remember everybody's names? And then he says, you, that's a nice shirt.
That's so relatable. You know? That's so, it's like a real dude saying something that's not super polished and poll tested and everything. There's something about even Donald Trump that seems relatable to the American people. And I almost wonder if the relatability of Donald Trump is only in comparison to how unrelatable the Joe Bidens of the world. Like, what reality were we being asked to live in watching Joe Biden be the president of the United States? You wrote the book on that as well. But people look at our leaders now and go, you know what? I think they're real. I think they're real people that understand real issues. And I might lean towards that for now.
Yeah. Can I tell you when I was at Mar-a-Lago for New Year's Eve, and I actually got to sit at the president's table, which was
awesome.
Cool. You know, when you consider like J.D. and Usher there, I'm sorry, the vice president and the second lady, like they're my bowling team. So they're there, and Jordan Peterson's there, and Elon Musk is there, and Melania's there. And then we finally get a couple minutes with the president, and that was when I first got the cover sent to me by my publisher. It was only on my phone, obviously. The book wasn't ready yet. And I showed Trump, the president, I said, so what do you think? You know, this is the photo I decided to go with, and it's him waving goodbye to people going through the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Amazing.
He goes, I bet that you were pressured by your publisher to go with the assassination photo, right? Fight, fight, fight. I go, yeah, that's exactly what they wanted. They said, that's the iconic photo. I said, yeah, but I think what captured the campaign was the fact that you worked a shift at McDonald's, right? You're working the fries, you're talking to the workers, you're being charming with the people going through the drive-thru, and Democrats in the same vein were calling you Hitler. And at last check, Adolf didn't work any, shifts at McDonald's. Like, how could you call this guy, like, all these horrible things? And then he does these hilarious things, like the garbage man stunt, right, when Biden called everybody garbage. McDonald's, I mean, the jokes he told at the Al Smith dinner when Kamala didn't show up. Like, I remember this one. He goes, you know, Democrats keep telling me that there are more than two genders. And I didn't believe them until I met Tim Walz. That's funny. You know, I even hear, like, the producers laughing there in the background.
Yeah.
That's the thing, man. It's and tell me, like, one funny joke that Kamala ever told.
No.
It doesn't exist.
See, she had Molly Shannon come on to mock Catholics at a recorded video at the Al Smith dinner. Give me a break. Like, gosh, you want to talk about tone deaf.
It's in New York, and it got booed.
Yes.
What I knew. It was over. I mean, I was confident for a while. I'm like, now it's done. If she can't win the Catholic vote, who's left? The childless cat ladies. Like, that's basically it.
Joe Concha speaking with us right now. When it comes to the government shutdown, of course, the right is fighting fire with sombreros and somehow imagining winning based on doing that. The Democrats keep saying that the Republicans are trying to play dirty tricks. And it just feels to me like the media that's been able to populate and propagate some sort of messaging successfully for the Democrat Party, it just doesn't click. It's like the Democrats, like the Schumers, or the AOCs, or the Pelosi's of the world, are still playing by the same rules that they think that they've been playing and winning with a media that would lap up what they say. But for whatever reason, the American people aren't lapping it up. It's not effective. And it looks like they can't find their way out of a paper bag. How does the shutdown end for the Democrats?
Annie, I think it's a boy who cried wolf moment where they say just the same stuff over and over again about dictatorships and Republicans want to shut down the government. At last check, they passed the bill in the House, okay? And it's now you can literally just shut the government down, or you could have this thing called a continuing resolution that carries on a lot of Biden stuff in it, by the way, and they chose not to, and they thought they could blame Trump, and I think this time the public's just like, I don't care that the government shut down. I really think that most people, I'm out and about like all day today, like, just talking to different people, and no one cares that the government shut down because they don't feel it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to cry over a couple of government workers being furloughed. No, I'm not actually. And two, by shutting down the government, now Democrats have handed Trump the ability to pass all these things that they otherwise would be able to fight back against. So it's a stupid strategy. Schumer is a horrible face for this party because his own party doesn't even like him. And then you got AOC. There she is on, I think it was MSNBC, saying Republicans can come to my office and negotiate with me anytime. Oh, you're running the party now? I thought it was Hakeem Jeffries was the House Minority Leader. I thought Schumer was the Senate Minority Leader, and now you're going to negotiate one-on-one? Like, there is a big problem within that party. It's going to be fascinating in 2024 to see, like, who wins. Will Rahm Emanuel, like the centrist, if you want to call him that, does he end up winning, or does he get Bloomberg, right, where, they're going to laugh him out of the room because he's not left enough? Will it be Gavin Newsom, who's as phony as a $3 bill, or will it be AOC, who's probably going to run for president? I say she gets the nomination because she has the most energy behind her, and the media will choose her to be the candidate because she's a woman of color, and she's, a woman, and she says a lot of provocative things. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. And if she ends up getting the nomination, if you're a Republican, you were so happy because she's not going to run to the middle like Kamala tried to, where she switched all of her positions, basically. She's going to run far left. She's going to go full Mamdani, which works, I guess, okay in New York. It's not going to work in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Arizona, Nevada, all those swing states, North Carolina, Georgia. That I do know.
Oh, my goodness. Last question, and I know you got to run here, but you're a New Jersey guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Right here, right now.
Is there going to be a Republican governor in New Jersey after this election?
Yes.
Yes!
You see how quickly I answered that?
Yeah, I always say
all the momentum right now.
I'm in Illinois, and I'm like, if New Jersey can have a Republican governor, maybe Illinois. I mean, that's a tall order, but I'm watching New Jersey.
Crazy.
I am crazy. I am crazy.
I'll put it this way: Biden won by 16 points in 2020. Then Trump only lost by 5 in 2024. So that's an 11-point shave. We've had Republican governors this century, believe it or not. We have Chris Christie. We had Tom Kaine way back in the day. So it can be done. And Jack Cittarelli, who's running here, Annie, he only lost by 2 points to Phil Murphy, to the point where Fox, we admittedly were not prepared that night to even talk about New Jersey because we thought it was so far gone. So if he was that close that time against a sitting governor, he's going up against like our version in New Jersey of Kamala Harris. Like Mikey Sherrill is that bad. And this cheating scandal isn't going to go away. The fact she couldn't even walk at her own graduation, that's a big problem. And then obviously she made $8 million in stocks and can't explain how it happened. I'm sorry. I think that Jack wins this in a very close race, but polls are showing more and more that this race is definitely tightening. I think Real Clear Politics has it under 5 points now, which tells me probably tied.
Oh, it's exciting to watch, and we're pulling for it. Joe Concha, I knew you'd have the insight on that. Thanks for being with us. Have fun at the midday birthday party in the week. That's wild. I hope it's a great one.
I guess it's a Jewish holiday, so I figured, all right, it's a good day to do it because everybody's off from school.
Oh,
so
there
you go. They're cutting the cake right now, as a matter of fact. All right, I'm coming in.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Joe Concha, a mile a minute, Fox News contributor, being a dad, doing all of the things, writing the greatest comeback ever. That's the name of his book, Inside Trump's Big Beautiful Bill, Big Beautiful Campaign. The Big Beautiful Bill is something else. That's what happens when I stop reading and I just keep talking. This is such a great book. I did the audiobook on it and listened to it, and Joe reads it, and it is so good. It's a great Christmas gift if you're starting to do your Christmas shopping. I've done some Christmas shopping myself. Get that greatest comeback ever and just enjoy the ride once again, over and over if you so choose. It's fantastic. All right, Ryan, get back in here. YouTube live chat poll. How do you feel about the president's sombrero memes? It's a funny joke or doesn't bother you at all. Maybe you think it's not helpful, or maybe you think they should be ashamed of themselves. You can tell us on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.